Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Allison.
And I'm Taylor.
And we're the hosts of the Anxiety Chicks podcast, where we dive deep into the reality of anxiety, nutrition, and mental health.
Listen as we explore all things anxiety healing while keeping it real, including our own struggles with mental health.
We'll bring our expertise as healing professionals to the conversation while discussing the tools and strategies you need to heal the anxious mind.
Listen to the Anxiety Chicks on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Anxiety Chicks podcast. I'm Allison Sepinera.
And I'm Taylor.
And we are so excited to be back on today because we have our very first recurring – oh, no, we did have one recurring guest already. This is our very second recurring guest that we've had on before, mostly because we – I love you. I love you so much, and I love what you do. But Anna Priz, welcome to the Anxiety Chicks podcast again.
Thanks for having me back. I'm really excited about this one.
Oh, I'm so happy. We got such good feedback on your episode from last time. We will let you – we'll put it in the show notes if you guys want to go back and listen to it. Anna told her whole story about mental health for our like real life mental health series. And I mean, I also don't want to just like forget about your social media sensation following that you have on TikTok and Instagram. I mean, if you guys have been living under a rock, then you might not have heard of her. But if you've ever heard of it's called manifesting, look it up, and you just hear that in the background or something, that's Anna. I love you so much because you put like humor into mental health sometimes, which I think is actually so healing for people. Because we all struggle and all that happens. But I actually wanted to have you back on because one, we need to talk about the book that you have coming out, which is awesome. But I wanted to talk a little bit more in depth about manifesting itself. Because I feel like people have an idea of like, or no idea of like what it is. And sometimes it can be like woo-woo. And I'd love to hear your opinion on it and like how you kind of got to this place of putting humor with it as far as like, and if you actually use it seriously or not.
Oh gosh. I mean, well, first of all, thank you so much for having me back on. And I think what's really interesting about the manifesting thing is it started as an accident. And then, I mean, everything that's happened in my life, it's like not, I feel like it's not a coincidence because I don't necessarily know the real rules of manifesting. That's why I get scolded all the time because I just do it how I want to do it. Okay. And I always say there's no wrong way to manifest. But if you know, it's like anything in your life. If you don't believe it could happen, it's probably not going to happen. And there's just like, for me, it's just speaking things into existence or saying it, being really honest and loudly. For in my real life manifesting, I definitely write things down. That would be my like they're like secrets for me, like things I really, really want to happen that I don't actually know if they could ever happen. I'll like write it in a book and slam it shut. Like, okay, there it is. I put it in the world. It exists. And now it's like up to everything else to just happen. And manifesting is probably really more working hard and bringing things into fruition, but it helps to think that there's like some higher power helping out.
I agree with that. I think that it's so cute because you guys have to go check out her videos. What's your handle, by the way, on Instagram and TikTok?
At AKPRZY.
Okay, you guys have to go check it out. I mean, pause this podcast and just check out some of her videos if you want and then come back because when I think of manifesting, I honestly think of what you do in your videos. you know, like screaming out into the earth of what you're, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
you scream, you're in your front yard and you're just...
Yeah. I mean, yelling is cathartic for sure.
Totally.
Okay, wait. So Instagram's down, so I can't look. What does your, like, can you explain for anyone who doesn't have Instagram or whatever, what a video looks like of what you do?
Well, the one she's talking about, my manifesting videos, is definitely a unique. I have like a few different little things I do, but the manifesting, I'm in a robe and I'm outside and I'm screaming into the void. So it's definitely a visual shock to the system. But for me, it was like, initially I just didn't know how to like express how I was feeling. And I was like, what's the visual of like a person who's so over it and so tired and so exhausted? And I was like, it's a lady and she's just like barefoot in a robe and she's screaming into the sky. Like that was just like a woman who'd had it and like who just needed a break. And that's what I was trying to manifest. And then it's just kind of gone from there.
I love that.
And I feel like, so I love those videos because they're so funny when you think of manifesting, and anyone that's actually tried to do manifesting, you know, work seriously like me and literally has not, it just doesn't, I mean, maybe I want to try different ways to do it, but it's just not, I don't know, like part of my toolkit as much. But what is the other part of your, I guess I would say page or mission is more of like affirmations. So I think that's mm-hmm. where your book kind of came to fruition, right? The Keep It Up Cutie book, which I love, is more you talk about like affirmations too, and the way we speak to ourselves and how important that is.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I don't come from a background of like, I didn't know obviously anything about like affirmations for the day or like, I guess I do because I, you know, I try to talk to myself in a nice way. But yeah, I love the when I'm yelling and, you know, I'm just reminding myself how cool I am, but comparing myself to my favorite foods. magical as a bowl like of mozzarella and cherished as a chicken finger and a specialist spaghetti. It's got to be an alliteration and you have to shout it out loud. Yeah. It's funny to think about, but no matter what, if you go outside and shout in the sky that you're as magical as mozzarella, like you're gonna feel better.
Okay, wait. Do you have neighbors?
I do have neighbors, and I had one came over once, and she was like standing in my driveway watching me.
She was worried,
and she goes, I knew it was you, because like she had already followed me and was like, I had a feeling that was this yard. And I was like, yeah, here I am.
Well, yeah. You know, I don't often see magical, mozzarellas.
Yes.
My neighbors or not. Yep.
Right.
But maybe we should all do that. Maybe we would be a happier community.
I think so. I think if you just saw your neighbors just
Yeah. We all woke up. Yeah. We all woke up in the morning and we went outside. We all said it together.
Yeah, because all we want to know is that we're not alone in this world, and that would really make us feel more like a community. If we could just manifest our dreams and affirm ourselves with delicious snacks.
Totally. And Taylor, I totally forgot. You actually weren't available that day that Anna and I did the first episode. So I think that's why. And she talked about that a little bit. And I was laughing so hard about, because I asked the same exact question about the neighbors. It's like, were your people around? Do they see you? I literally asked the same thing. But they're probably all just like, oh, there she is doing that again now. They just see you. It's like regular for them.
Yes, it probably hypes them.
Yeah. I don't think they think very much of it. The other neighbor like drove by once when I was playing with my vacuum outside. And that's another thing I do. It's very special. And they just like drove by in their golf cart and was like, hello. And I was like, don't mind me out here with this vacuum cleaner in the grass. Wait,
that is one of my favorite parts of your videos is when you vacuum in the grass. Like, you're just take all these objects outside that you're not like, what, you're vacuuming. It's like, it's the best. But yeah, I think that that's why so many people relate to your page, because sometimes we do just, you know, there's so many things that's like, yes, let's talk about our feelings. You know, I am the first person to say, let's be serious about mental health and like, let's, you know, get into the trials and tribulations of your life and really process things and take things seriously, 100%. But I think sometimes it does get to the point, like I just even remember with my own anxiety, some days it's like, three things happened already that like almost made me have a panic attack. And then like the like five other things happens. And then like the other thing happens at the end of the day. And I'm like, of course it did. And it's like, well, all you can do is laugh. It's like, you know what I mean?
I'm like, so I approach mental health in the way that I can handle it essentially, which is like, I have to make it all sound really silly. And then I can like digest it because I am so, and then this is just knowing myself as a person, like I'm just so bad at like people telling me what to do and advice and, you know, hearing about what's wrong with me, that it's like, I just make it approachable for myself. And then, you know, that makes it approachable for other people.
I love that so much.
Push a vacuum around in the grass and say, sometimes you're just sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and something that I also saw that you did, which it wasn't near me, unfortunately, but you were kind of going, not on tour, but were you doing stand up or something? Were you?
I'm on tour. Yeah.
Oh, you are on tour.
I'm doing mental health comedy. It's a whole new thing.
I love that.
I'm like obsessed. Tell us about that.
So I did an East Coast leg in November, December, and then I leave, in a week actually, and I'll be on the West Coast. So, I don't really know what you call it. It's like a one woman show where I talk for an hour about my life experiences in like a funny way. And it's really depressing, but also you giggle. And I don't know. I don't know what to call it because there's like a point in the middle of the show where like everybody's like so shocked on their face. And that's when I'm like, I told you I wasn't sure if this is comedy. Like I didn't really know what to tell you, but I wanted you to come see this show. And it's like telling my life story with comedy on a stage in sparkly
boots. I love it. If people want to get tickets for that, where would they go?
They can go to akprzy.com. And I have all my ticket links there. I'm in Denver, San Diego, LA,
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I personally have loved going to therapy this year because it's helped me just see the things I need to focus on, the things I need to keep in my life, the things I need to let go of in my life, the things that are benefiting me, the things that aren't benefiting me, and just truly finding out the parts of life that I need to focus more on. That's been my goal in 2024. If you're also thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I know personally I've struggled with being consistent with therapy in the past because of time, finding out when my schedule best lines up with someone else's schedule locally, and it gets to the point where I end up just not going. All you have to do with BetterHelp is just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime, no additional cost. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/achicks to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/achicks.
AKPRZY.com.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's cool. Where people can get tickets to that. I
yes.
love it. Yes. Okay. So I'm looking. I'm just reading your book, and I want to get to that because I feel like there's so many people that are going to love this, and I just there's one statement I want to read from it that I think I'm going to actually write down, maybe like copy it from your book and just put it up on my fridge. It says, "On those days when you wake up feeling weird, just remember, you can be whoever you want to be. You can change your mind every single day. There are no rules against it. Your brain doesn't even have arms, so stop letting it push you into stuff or hold you back."
Yeah.
I mean, mic drop.
Yes. And everything in the book, which is, it's all stuff that I've said in a video. So it kind of corresponds. People have asked like, oh, is it going to be an audiobook? And I'm like, well, technically it all already exists because it's just 3 years of me shouting outside, transcribed into a book, which is amazing.
Now it's, oh, I'm sorry. Now you're like really cutting out. I couldn't hear anything. Oh no.
Oh no.
Yeah. Hold on. Okay. We can still try. Taylor, did you hear that? I didn't hear anything you said.
No, it was cutting out.
Yeah.
I think like the Wi-Fi or something.
Maybe it's, yeah. Oh, darn. Okay, try and repeat that again, maybe a little slower.
So the one that you just said too from the book, just remember that everything's made up. Yeah, it's funny because I can recall doing all of every page of that book out loud. So it's funny for me to read it because it's 3 years of content transcribed into one book. So it's like looking inside my brain. It's special.
That's what it feels like when I was going through it and I was reading it was like, this sounds like some of the things that she actually preaches. You sound kind of like a preacher when I see your stuff. But I thought to myself, this sounds very familiar to what she actually says. And now it's in a book, which is so nice that you can actually visually see it, you know.
A chaos preacher.
Wait, Allison, can you hold it up to me?
Well, I have it. I have the PDF file right now. I'm waiting for the hard copy, but I can show you. I can show it to you. Yeah. So like, I love that you have pictures of that are drawn of you in the robe.
I know,
but it's not.
So no. Cute.
Let me see.
But it's not her in the robe. It's like a little cartoon in the robe.
Yeah.
That says it's called Manifesting. Wait. Look it up.
Yeah.
Is this a children's book or like anybody?
It's a book for adults, for sure.
Adults, okay. Well, not children. She said not children.
No, it's so pretty. No,
it's like my content. The book is also approachable. It takes these very serious topics and these personal development and this everything I've learned in the last 3 years and makes it fun to look at.
I was really
nervous about the book coming out because I was afraid people were going to make fun of me. And somebody asked me, they said, but you're not worried that people are going to make fun of your content because it's the same thing. And I said, well, I have so much experience dealing with people seeing my content. And this is the first time somebody's going to be able to like visualize what I see in my brain in rainbow colors on paper.
That's such a good point, though, you know, Because I think that even with my book too, you know, a lot of that is inspired by my page. And yes. I was so much more nervous about my book.
It's like giving them something to hold on to that they can, like, I don't know. It's just different. Like, you can't hold on to my content. It lives in space. But the book, you can have it in your hand. And, like, if you don't like something, you can not like it forever. Oh, God. I don't love criticism, you know.
Here's another snippet from one of the pages. It says, "Hey, I overdid it. I said yes to way too many things when I was having a good day, and now I'm past my limit. I don't want to do any more things, okay? No more things, except maybe lying on a fluffy blanket and eating some chips, okay? Thank you."
That's so true.
It's called manifesting. Look it up. I
feel like mix in all of the kinds of content in there and just make it festive, make you feel good about yourself. And then there's pages that are like serious and it's like, oh no, where did that come from? And I said, This is just like taking a walk through my brain for sure is the book.
I feel like this would be such a good present, like such a good gift.
Yes.
To give like my mom or someone that just needs, like, I feel like when I think about it, it's such a good coffee table book too. Cause when people come over, they could pick it up and just flip through it.
Yes. And be like, wait, I love that.
I think a lot of people feel exactly like you though. And I think you just put it into words. Like, I think a lot of us, we, especially if you struggle with anxiety, right? You're always agreeing to all these things. Mm-hmm. Maybe when you're like feeling like a little social, and then when it comes time to like go execute, you're like, ooh, why did I do that?
I made a mistake.
I made a mistake.
Oh, I feel that way a lot.
The enjoyment I get sometimes when people cancel on me is scary.
Oh my gosh. I love canceling. I love when someone's like, hey, is it okay if we reschedule? Never.
It is perfectly fine.
Yes. Please.
Did we just become best friends?
Do not feel pressured to hang out with me. It would be nice.
You want to cancel? Yes.
That's like the ultimate act of love. It's just a quick cancellation.
What's my love language? Canceling.
Oh my God, totally.
Talking for like a year about hanging out. And
let's talk for a year about it. That's how we keep the friendship going.
Like, we're really gonna get together.
And then I can tell people, you know, this is my best friend. We don't see each other, but we make the plans.
We don't. It's the ever action. Hang out. We just cancel constantly.
I think a lot of people relate to this though, especially when you get past your upper 20s. It's like, man, I'm tired.
So tired. I think, I don't know if it's in the book, but I always say everybody's tired. If they're not, they're lying.
Yeah.
No way.
100%. So for anyone that hasn't like listened to the other episode yet, which you guys have to go listen because there's a lot more history to what brought you to start your page and all of that. But can you give a little bit of a summary as to kind of what started your message, you actually pushing out your message in social media?
Yeah. I am a reformed workaholic. I say that loosely because the reality is I still have a little bit of workaholic in me. But
She's hitting the tour west, east, north, south.
Yeah, international.
I'm international. I'm looking out the window at my coworkers. No.
Y'all don't exist. I'm healed.
Okay, but that's it. It's the journey. It's the journey to really kind of trying to find this balance. So when the pandemic started, I'm an event planner. We put on events for thousands of people gathered together. And obviously that went away. And so it was literally the first time I've ever had more than like 4 days off in a row ever. So, and it was like a year. So my entire life fell apart. I lost my identity, which, you know, was just kind of my job. And I was just really lost, and I was just really struggling. And it was kind of, I just started sort of sharing that journey, sharing the way I felt, like sharing the kind of the exciting things too, that I was learning about being home and having time to myself. And it was this getting to know myself for the first time ever, because you go to school and then you go to college and then you get a job and you never ever stop. And when I was forced to stop, it was like, oh shit, I don't know who I am or what I like to do. And I just sort of started sharing how that was going for me. And there were so many people, you know, going through the same thing in some way or another. And it's just been a really cool journey.
So you decided to kind of just share, which I feel like that's kind of how I started too. I just decided to share what was in my brain and what I know and what I learned as like education, but then also like my personal feelings.
Yes. And I was sharing also in a way, like I do everything that's really digestible. So you're never going to be overwhelmed. And just making it kind of fun. It's taking the worst tragedies and the most terrible depression and all of the most stressful days of your life and making them sound funny. It's kind of healing, I think. I think the sharing is healing. And I think if you don't laugh, you'll cry. So that's kind of how I'm healing myself with my own, like, oh, this isn't that serious. Like it is, but it isn't.
I 100% agree. I feel like I became a funnier version of myself when I went through trauma.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, this is unmanageable and unsustainable. And there's nothing I can do but giggle about it.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, people hearing your story and seeing how there was some dark times in your life, and for all of us, a lot of us have these dark moments, and whether it's for a day or 5 days or 5 weeks, you know, we have dark times, but seeing your story and how you have kind of gotten out of that and what was best for you and your healing to get out of that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Could that be so relatable to someone else.
A huge thing is learning to put yourself first is like, I think it's one of the hardest things in the world, because it's not what you're taught. It's not what you think you should do, like putting yourself first all the time. And it feels very foreign. And the second I started putting myself first, my whole life got easier. And it was like, I wasted all that time worrying about every single person around me and the way that they felt. And I'm a better person. I'm a nicer person. I'm a more helpful person because I take care of myself. Like, it sounds so simple, and it was so hard to learn.
Yeah. I mean, even for me, it's like you're inspiring to me. I think that there's still going to be moments in everybody's life when maybe they do feel this darkness even creeping back, right? But
oh yeah,
I mean
yes, that's
right. Yeah. It's just, and like, you know, kind of how to manage that better.
Well, I also love that I've set myself up in a way now where I can be so honest with both myself and the world, and everybody is so understanding. I've created a community of people who are like, oh yeah, sometimes it's the worst day of our lives. It just is sometimes. And you're like, yep. And, you know, my instinct
is
to hide.
To like hide that?
Yes. So my instinct is always to like hide and not do that. And now I'm like, hey, I'm really sad. Just so you all know. Are you also very sad? Because this feels terrible. And then it's just a little space for all of us to be sad together.
Yeah, that's so true. Especially when you're a people pleaser, like you always try and mask like your whole life, just acting like everything's fine, being fine for anybody, never wanting to be a burden to anybody. So you're just like this perfect person who's always happy. And then when you're finally just honest with people, they're like, oh, wait, like you're
normal. And then they start opening up. And then there's this place of like, oh, we can all just talk. Like the moment I started going through things and I was honest about how I felt, I can't tell you the amount of friends who were like texting me on the side, like, oh, I also deal with panic attacks. And it's like, we had never talked about this stuff before. Yeah.
Why didn't you say that? Because I would have felt like a hell of a lot less alone.
Yes. It's like, were we ever actually friends? Like, what were we even talking about? You know, it's like, until you actually get to those deep things that you feel with your friends, are you really even friends?
I also think that, I mean, like you're saying, like, I spent my whole life masking, literally my whole life until 5 years ago. The amount of energy I used out of my life, pretend, it's like I have twice as much, maybe 10 times as much going on now as I've ever had going on before. And I'm probably the least, I mean, I'm still freaking exhausted, but in a such a different way. I say there's like, there's the exhaustion that's just like drained and dead. And then there's like the exhaustion from like a life well lived, or just like living your life how you want to live it. And that's exhausting, but in a different way.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's so exhausting masking and not, and you feel like you're honestly never really friends with people, like actually friends when you're masking so hard. Like you never really actually feel close to people, because then you also sometimes end up being friends with people you're nothing alike because you're masking this certain version of yourself. It is such a mind game.
It's true. It's, I have very separate. Yeah. When you think of it, it's like I have my friends from before and my friends from now.
Yes.
They're very different friendships.
Yes. Because you're this whole like other person. And then you're like, you get to this point where you're so exhausted and you're just like, oh my gosh, I can't keep this up anymore.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I think there's also
exhausting to be around. It's, you know what it reminds me of being around, like my parents, is so tiring because it's a lot of that like, here's my smile. I've brought it over for you. Are you excited to see it? And then you leave and you're like, oh, I can take my mask off and like breathe for a second.
Yeah. I feel like there's also a part of life where as you just get older, you just don't give a shit anymore about what people think. Like, I mean, you do a little bit for some things, but then like, as you just get older, you're like, I don't really care. Like, all I care about is being around people that actually make me smile, you know, like, and why would I want to put myself around people that actually are judging me or make me feel bad about myself?
This was, so speaking of like people who just like make you feel alive, this was an experience to me. I could not have imagined that this existed ever in my life, where I went on a trip with my followers, right, to Costa Rica. And I was so nervous. Like, I was like, I'm going to have to be on for the whole time. And I'm going to be, you know, it's going to be like work. The community that I have built through my content are the most understanding, boundary setting people. That is the first trip I have ever gone on that I actually left feeling like I went on a vacation. And I said, is this what it's like if you surround yourself with real life people who are all respecting their own boundaries all the time? Every single person there was like, I don't want to do that. You know, I'm not in the mood or whatever. Like, every person was honoring their own boundaries. Every person was respecting everybody around them. And it was just like, I have never left a vacation feeling refreshed. And I left and I was like, that was real life vacation.
That's so amazing.
And it was like a lesson, like, oh my God, you really can find the right people to surround
yourself. They were essentially like strangers to you before that, right?
Yes. That's why, I mean, I especially thought it would be exhausting to be around strangers. Nope. Not if they're the right people.
Yeah. No, it was that's like amazing.
On the last night, we had to go around and say what our favorite thing was. And I just said, if I had grown up with these 13, 15 people around me every day, I would have been the happiest human being. I would have, my life, I mean, I know that's probably unrealistic, But I said, this is what I didn't know I was missing in my life was a group of people like this who just get it, who
totally
know that we all have capacities and we set boundaries. Like, we were laughing, even, you know, a couple of us went surfing and me and the one other lady, we just like stopped halfway through and we sat on the beach and we were watching. And she goes, in a past life, I probably would have kept surfing and I would have burnt myself out on this day and I would have been exhausted. And I said, me too. And instead we like giggled on the beach and just like watched. And I said, it's so nice. Like, we just know nothing good was going to come from pushing ourselves here today. Like, and it was like that every step of the way, every person just like, I started walking to dinner and I decided it was too far away and I didn't want to go. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I couldn't, it was just like so unbelievable just to have.
That is so cool. A group of
people who just like know what's going on with people.
Yeah, that's like, this is like, that's so inspiring. And I feel like this whole conversation is what's right with social media. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? There's so much wrong with it, but literally this is why I actually do love it, is because of this type of community.
It because the world is so big, there has to be people out there who are your people. And it gives you access to the world, to the whole world. Whereas like, yeah maybe you only have, a million people who are like you or whatever. But like, that's totally. So cool that you could find them.
Totally. Well, I am so excited we got to talk to you again and I got to hear more about your story and your book and your community. I want to leave today by reading one last entry from your book, which is literally my favorite I just saw. Okay. Okay, here we go. I'm sick of living scared and I'm sick of living stuck. Time to rise from the freaking ashes of being burned out, bestie. It's motherfucking me time.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. Isn't it?
Literally. I'm obsessed
with
that.
It's motherfucking us time.
It is us time.
Why wouldn't it be? Why Anna, would we want to live for other people?
Totally. Wait, we love you so much. And gosh, I wish that I lived. I know you were near Pittsburgh when you came to the Northeast and you didn't come to the Philly area.
I did. Pottstown.
Pottstown? When?
I
know that's a little bit far too. Oh, yeah. Man.
That's what most people were like, it's still a little far. And I said, I know.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, okay. I'm gonna keep up to date with all of it anyway, because I would love to somehow come and see you somehow. But tell
and
everyone.
If you have to cancel. That's good too.
I know. I love you.
Not Anna having a fully sold out show and everybody just setting a boundary that night. Nope, not tonight. And her talking to the empty audience. Aww. It's okay. We all show up.
I respect it.
Everybody cancels on you. You're like, I needed a night to rest.
As long as I still get paid. No, don't. That's.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, Anna, tell everyone where they can buy your book and come see you and like follow you and all that stuff.
I'm easy because my at everywhere is at AKPRZY. My website is AKPRZY.com and everything lives there. And come see me on tour for sure and I'll sign your book. And yep. And that's about it. I got my book and I got my tour. Follow me on the web.
The World Wide Web. Love it. The World Wide Web. Okay. Awesome. I love this conversation. It was so fun. And honestly, I feel like we needed this because so much of our conversations lately on our episodes, which have been great, but have been very serious. So this actually was very lighthearted and really nice, to be honest. So thank you so much for joining us. And everyone, follow Anna, and we will see you guys next week. Love you all. Happy healing.
Thank you. Bye.
Nice to meet you, Anna.
It was so nice to meet you.
Bye, guys.